Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies. This is a supplement to episode 109, where we return to Andrew Abbott's book, The System of Professions, an essay on the division of expert labor, which was published in 1989 by the University of Chicago Press. We previously covered episode 67 in August 2020, but for this episode, we're focusing on one of Abbott's case studies from the book entitled The Construction of the Personal Problems Jurisdiction. We chose this case study as it offered a timely conversation in light of the mental health crises that has gripped many nations during and following the COVID-19 pandemic. The chapter chronicles how social changes from the Industrial Revolution led to the maladjustment and isolation felt by many individuals who could no longer reach back to the stable social structures they had previously been dependent on. As a result, several professions emerged and competed for jurisdiction over the diagnosis and treatment of such personal problems. Over the course of a century, some of these professions would dominate while others disappeared or withdrew. Abbott's examination covers initial competition between the clergy, who were ill-equipped for professional work outside their core tasks of salvation, and the neurologists, who slowly and haphazardly formed a variety of diagnoses and treatments. Then came the psychiatrists, who migrated from state institutions for what was then termed the insane, and later the psychotherapists, who operationalized Freud's foundational work to build a whole profession backed by scientific discourse, academic institutions, growing numbers of clients, and public acceptance. Throughout, Abbott presents the story agnostically, trying to pay attention to the contingencies of the process. For example, he considers some of the failed attempts of other professions, including gynecological neurology, and several later attempts by various clergy groups trying to reassert their perceived roles in helping people beyond providing salvation alone. While the case examines these processes until the 1970s, professional competition both within the personal problems jurisdiction and around the social context, e.g. insurance standards and public funding, continue to shape the availability and quality of mental health care to the present day. In this changing landscape, social stigmas against those seeking mental health care appear to be somewhat in decline. Plus, the consequences of failing to identify and treat mental illness are recognised to be far greater. Still, the cost and lack of access to care has also led to alternative, mostly non-professional approaches to dealing with personal problems. Based on Abbott's work, we consider some of these dynamics in a time of technological changes and increasing challenges to professions and their expertise. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.